I'm thrilled to share an interview I recently did with Mark, Jennifer and James from The Route Pro. This conversation was a great reminder that sometimes you think you know a business until you dive deeper and discover so much more. In fact, all my pre-prepared questions went out the window as the discussion took an unexpected and fascinating turn.
Well, who hasn't heard of James? With in all seriousness, he is, frankly, he is our version of Mr. Worldwide, if we could nickname him. Before we get to his history and our history, I think over the last few months, we always find it appropriate to mention that he was actually just inducted into the Dry Cleaning and Laundry Institute, DLI's Hall of Fame.
Yes,
He
I
was
saw that.
nominated. He was nominated by several of his clients over the years, and he's made a big impact. And as the current owner of the Route Pros, I will tell you that we have taken the foundation that James built for the first 24 years of our business, and really, continued to climb with that. I'll let James and Jennifer chime in with kind of some of the services that we provide and support we provide.
Yes, I saw that James had been nominated, and I know it's not relevant, but I have also seen James has been on the Price is Right video a few times as well, that regularly appears on Facebook. That's awesome. So,
And well, yeah, that was my wife on Price is Right, but I was also on Wheel of
oh, that's
Fortune.
true.
So yeah, I set a world record on Wheel of Fortune, but hit bankrupt four times. But yeah, I don't know if I missed any conversation beforehand. The thing that I guess I'm looking at from what we've done, the big question originally that Jason, and I think it was Peter, it might have been Jim, I get the two Hudson men confused, and George was, can we really help people in Australia? Obviously at the time when I was there the first time, I've been there I think 10 or 11 times. You're a lot of the drivers are independent contractors. Minimum wage screwed up everything. The hours being what they are, the way you had the red boxes, were the 24/7s, where and whatnot. And the answer was yes, we could help you. Because here in the United States, we've got 80 something, 90 something clients in 40 different states. Every client is a different setting. It's not the same here. We got Miami, and like Sydney, working with Lawrence Cleaners is a lot like working with a client in New York City, where Melbourne's like Atlanta, Adelaide is like Dallas, Perth is, even though it's way out there west, it's not like LA, it's more like Albuquerque, where you got. And so the simple way to look at it is every project we go on is not the same. It's similar, but not the same, because everybody's culture, their pay, what the minimum wage, their price point, their competition, it's all different. If, I looked at kind of the questions, and I think to sum it up in a simple way, just if we can't help somebody, we are very clear about it, but we haven't had that happen in a while, unless the owners are the ones that are holding us back. I mean, I spent a lot of time at Lawrence's with different people, and their setting being in a strip mall and stuff. And then you guys have what's called agencies, which we are starting to see in the States, where you go to an office. We don't have the agencies like you do, but it's similar to what a lot of people are doing here. They're going to alterations place to set up a pickup and delivery stand. So it is very similar. It's just every culture is different here, just like it is out there in Australia.
So the Route Pro is basically what we would call a pickup and drop-off service, where the dry cleaner's got a van and they'll go to someone's house, pick it up, clean it, pick up and drop it back.
Now, it's a good question. Specifically, what we are is we're a community, an association similar to DIA, DLI, just on a more focused level, where, some people will call us a cost group where, folks can share numbers together, they share best practices. We provide training services, hiring services, sales and marketing development, On-site consulting. So we don't, our clients, we call them members, just like you would, I think, call your DIA members,
Yes.
members.
Okay.
We provide this community and this constant learning so that there's ongoing coaching, motivation, and accountability. One of the unique things, that basically Jennifer built is our customer service team member development program in 2021 when she came aboard. Jen, you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, so
Yes.
it's almost a little deceiving with our name, but obviously when we started 25 years ago, when James had this amazing idea, so to speak, and then built it into a business originally, it was geared specifically towards pickup and delivery routes because, no one was doing it. There was opportunity, there was teaching, coaching, and all the great stuff. And, we haven't really focused on the front counters. And so when I came on board at the time, I think, what did I have, 17 or 18 years experience under my belt? Now I'm at 21 years experience under my belt. I'm a counter girl. I love pickup and delivery. We need pickup and delivery. It's not one or the other. And very often, sometimes we don't pay attention then to the front counter so much. So we really are hyper focused. Typically, what I spearhead is being hyper focused on our frontline team members, the experience that we give to our customers. It is not a transaction, it's a transformation, so to speak. And I know sometimes people hear that and they think, transformation, what? Like it is, because we don't want to do business with people that we feel like we have to. And at the front
Yes.
counters, especially, we're face to face. We're the face of the company, no matter who owns it, no matter the logo. And we want to make sure that we're creating an experience that that gives our customers a reason to come back and not look elsewhere. So when you combine that empowering, impactful conversation at the storefront, and you have your pickup and delivery routes, and it's like no matter where we service you, we're going to service you great. You're not going to look anywhere else. And that's
Yeah.
what really can step us above any of the competitors that might be around some of our members.
I was just going to
Oh.
say, Catherine, you asked about, is the Route Pro a system? It's funny. Yeah, I guess some of our clients look at us as a system, but I think what we are is a complement for the development of their business and their people, their employees.
And look, I would totally agree that the front counter is an area that, in my experience, and not being a dry cleaner, but having been a customer of dry cleaners in previous working lives, and we offer a mediation service. So I deal with about five complaints a week from members of the public about poor service, and we try and mediate a resolution. A lot of problems could be avoided at the counter.
Yeah.
And it's a critical area that gets underlooked.
It tends to be that one of the common denominators is why it's overlooked. It's just because it's like, all right, here are your clothes, and it's just we're going through the motions. And that's
Yes.
just simply not the case. If you look at other industries, when you're face to face, especially with customers, we all can make our own coffee at home, but there's a reason why we sometimes or every day go and get it made for us. We like the experience, the convenience,
Yes.
interaction. Oh, they already like have prepped my mocha choco latte, drink, whatever it is that you get. And
Yeah.
it can translate very nicely to our industry as well. We're just managing clothes, but it's really, we're in the customer service industry. We just happen to clean some clothes.
That was mentioned to me, sorry, recently by our technical officer. It's often not about price when customers complain. Because it is, they're not worried about, I'll take my kids go to what we call a private school here, so I'll have to take their uniforms and their blazers to the dry cleaner. I don't, they've got to be done. I can't wash them. I don't really care about the price. Like it'll, where I live, I've only got one near me, and I will go there and it will get done. So the price isn't really an issue.
That's not the main issue, no, right?
Yeah,
It's
yes, exactly.
And that's
Yeah.
not to say people aren't price conscious, but it at the end of the day, it's not, they're not really upset about the price. You can charge whatever you want. I mean, look at all these high-end other industries. clothiers and designers, you know, people don't blink twice at spending thousands and thousands for a pair of pants, you know?
So this is really interesting because I thought the Route Pro was pick up and drop off, but clearly you do a lot more.
Yeah, we're
Yeah.
more of a coaching team, you know, a business coaching team. That's what we are. That was the original connection over to Australia. Go ahead, James.
You know, I think what that became the stigma early on, because that was my niche to get in the industry. I really came in hoping to be an efficiency expert, and then routes I fell in love with. But with, you know, we end up kind of tweaking it, saying we're your best route to success. And of course, the route is short in the United States, is short for routine. So you're right about systems. Of course, the leadership training we do, and it kind of, you know, in the United States, everybody knows that. In there, I mean, like when I would speak out there, they would call me Route Pro Man. And but you know, we just kind of stuck at that because I didn't want to interfere with what DIA does and what I think what Kelly Rollington, I think his name. I mean, I don't want to interfere with what Deborah did. You know, I just want to make sure that that was the niche to get in. But it is a little, you know, it is, you know, what we're known for. But like I'm known as the knock father for teaching people to knock on doors. But to be honest with you, I haven't truly knocked on doors for a while. It's because we do a different way of building the routes. It is about creating systems, working with the point of sales. I mean, I worked with Brian Smith multiple times with his point of sale because, you know, I do have a programming degree. It is pretty much everything but production. You know, I mean, we do coach a little bit on that, but there's enough production consultants here in the States that we let them do the dirty work. We build the business, they make it happen. And so, you know, the hard part is, I mean, I actually started to tweak the name and called it 21st Century Dry Cleaners, but it never really took off because we were just known as the Route Pros. And we decided just let's just keep it the Route Pros. There is a motto we have, your best route to success. We're the only ones that really do route consulting, and we're really the only ones that truly do kind of the customer service training with systems in place. And we're really the only ones in the United States that do the leadership training like we do. You know, our team would tell you, Mark could tell you, Jen can tell you, Brian, if he's on, and I can tell you that probably 75% of our contact is with the people on the front line, not the owners. They pretty much
Yeah.
entrust us completely with their team. That's a good thing because the owners are too busy. That way they can work on building the business, and we work on our motto with developing the people to develop the business. That's our motto. I don't know if you shared that, Mark, but that's our motto.
Catherine,
Right.
you had mentioned previously to us that a lot of your members, or a good portion of your DIA members, are husband and wife teams and small operations. I will tell you that, you know, that's one of the biggest opportunities to grow for those husband and wife teams that actually want to get their business to the next level. That's the
Yeah.
biggest opportunity to grow. One of the
Yeah.
biggest oppor one of the easiest ways to grow your business without necessarily burdening your you know, not having to build a new location, not having to find a place to rent for an agency, not have to worry about leases, equipment. You know, one of the best ways to grow within your existing bubble would be to add a route or to grow your routes. And
Yes.
really, it is the I'm sure you a lot of your DIA members would agree. You know, you always want to make it easy and simple for your clients and your customers to do business with you. And
Yes.
when you're going right to their doorstep to do it, you know, the advantage for them is, well, they save the time, they save the trips, they save the hassle. In some instances, you're crossing one of their items on their responsibility list every day off. And the advantage for the cleaner, for the business, is you're not gonna, you control, it's almost like you build an insurance policy for your business's future when you're proactively looking to grow your routes and your pickup and delivery service. Because what's
Yes.
happening is if you have a really good customer, if a dry cleaner has a very good customer, somebody who either spends a lot of money or visits the store frequently. You know, if they just disappear, you take the
Yeah.
chance that nobody notices and they're gone, right? On a
Right.
route, on a pickup and delivery service, the driver, the manager, the owner, they know if I haven't picked up a bag at their house, I notice. So now it's an opportunity to make a proactive touch point, as we call them, to reach out to the client as a courtesy to find out what's happening. So what you're doing is you're creating not just customers, but you're creating raving fans of your business, customers that are going to be loyal to you for a long time because you've done two things. You've made it easier for them to do business with you because you're making it more convenient. And number two, loyalty is built by the fact that when something goes wrong, you're going to be in a relationship with them and they're going to give you a second, third chance. They're not going to immediately just go to try to find a new dry cleaner because they have that connection with you through the route, through the pickup and delivery
And it
service.
can feel, not to say that it's more, because that insinuates that it's less on the front counter. It just can feel like there's even more personalization, because you're more vulnerable when someone's coming to your home, even though it's just the front door. It's more of a vulnerability. So that just makes somebody feel like a homeowner, feel more attached, or they know this person, so to speak, better. Now, when you do like an Amazon or, a delivery service like that, it's different because it's not always the same person, and they're ordering something infrequently, where us and our system, so to speak, it is very regular. Mondays, Thursdays, Tuesdays, Fridays. And so we're, like Mark said, being that we're proactive, we're the ones outreaching to them as opposed to them coming to us. So we can track that. Yes, we can track on a report from our point of sales at either storefront or pickup and delivery. However, with pickup and delivery, we're physically going to them, right? So it's easier to know that I forgot, and hey, Mrs. Do you pronounce it cloning or clunning?
Cleaning.
Cloning.
Cleaning.
So,
Yes.
if I'm your route specialist, your delivery specialist, and I haven't, and you've used us 3 weeks in a row, and you're a longtime customer or a new customer, we get to know your routine. And once you become out of routine, I know that sooner rather than later, because that's odd. I'm not going to miss cleaning 2 service days in a row, 3 service days. Okay, now we're going to definitely reach out. You can
Yes.
track it a little bit better because it's you're physically doing it or you're not.
Is it a different type of customer? I know we're just sort of focusing on routes at the moment, and now I know that you do a whole lot of different stuff. It sort of blows a lot of my questions out of the water, but this is
Oh,
good.
ask them
I didn't
anyway.
know. This is great because I didn't know. And we've got, as I said to you in an email, we've got a lot of new people to the industry who won't have come across you. So this is fantastic.
We appreciate this very much.
Oh no. Look, I think, as I said, I'm not a dry cleaner. I've been with the DIA 9 years, and as I'm in Melbourne, and we went through 6 lockdowns over COVID, and COVID, like in the US, COVID was really bad for dry cleaning. Obviously, I estimate about 300 businesses closed over the past 5 years since COVID's happened. But there are a lot of new people coming in, because I think one of the advantages of dry cleaning and laundry is you can't outsource it overseas. It's something, there's always a market for it because it has to be physically done. It's not a job you can outsource to a call center in the Philippines or anything. It's a hands-on job that has to be done. So there is a market there. And I think there's some more enthusiastic people coming into the industry going, there's something here. What can I do? How can I make it good? But we've also, quite rightly got a lot of people who are just exhausted after COVID.
We had that in the United States too, Catherine. A lot of people, I mean, it was, we had a big recession in 08. I know that it kind of hit Australia too, if I remember right. When the recession in 08, the industry would drop 25%. At the same time, we had no smoking policies kick in, business casual. So the industry dropped and it didn't recover. Usually, the dry cleaning industry always found a way to recover and reset. And it didn't reset, but not enough dry cleaners went out of business. But when COVID hit, then it really separated the strong from the weak. And I think it was actually, although it's bad for the industry. It was good for the owners that were doing it right. But what happened was a lot of cleaners are still holding on to COVID, blaming COVID. You know, I talked, you know, we had our clean show, and even talking to some of the Aussies there, you know, they're still holding on to COVID. And it's like, that's 5 years ago, guys. It's time to get back. And probably two-thirds of our clients are exceeding pre-COVID numbers. They said this isn't going to slow us down. We're going to continue to do the marketing, the people development. We're still going to look to hire. Now with some of the stores closing, then there's some good people out there. We can improve our staff, and through proper training, whether it's counter production routes, whatever, then a lot of cleaners grew past their numbers. You know, dry cleaners tend to be lazy in some regards, and others are super aggressive. And I think Jen hit it right on the head when she kind of mentioned it in a subtle way. Those that don't look at it as a dry cleaner, but look at it as a business, are the ones that grow. And that's, you know, that was my vision 25 years ago, and the routes just happen to be the best way to angle it in there. Now you fast forward to 2025, 2026. Now those that really look at it as a business, those are the ones that are going to survive, and they're going to get creative. You know, I was blown away by, you know, the Red Box, because here in the United States, the Red Box was a 24/7 movie rental thing, and yours, the Red Box, is a 24/7 dry cleaner. So the very first time I spoke in Australia, I kept talking about how the Red Box put Blockbuster out of business, and George goes, "Hey mate, you know, we still have Blockbusters, and I don't know what the heck you're talking about, Red Box." You know, I don't know if things have changed since the last time I've been in Australia. The last time I was in Australia was when my wife and I were in New Zealand. Right when we left, that volcano exploded. And then by the time we left Australia, you had all those fires, you know,
Yes.
that
Oh,
devastated.
yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if Australia's business policies has done a complete shift, or if it's pretty much the same as it was when I was there from 08 to whatever 2020. So what I tried to do when I came to Australia was not bring what America does and say, this is what we do in America, this will work here. I tried to brought what the best practices that we learned in America and applied what applied to your Australia setting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, look, it's sometimes it's hard to be positive at the moment. We're not officially in a recession here, but sometimes it feels like we are. They're just, you know, I wouldn't say people are positive. But, you know, at the moment, I've speak to obviously dry cleaners regularly, and, you know, there's a lot saying we're busy, but it's just, yeah, costs are rising, and, you know, maybe there's just a mindset, I think, of, oh, it's still all a bit too hard at the moment. From a different perspective, as you know, being part of the DIA sometimes and trying to get members, people who aren't members, and you would know it as well, I guess, when you know you've got a good product, trying to get it out there, trying to make people realize that it's good, it can wear you down a little bit.
Yeah. Or do you feel like your members of the DIA are seriously invested in ongoing, in not just events, but your events? But do they enjoy the ongoing education? Do they enjoy the community? Do they get, you know, I follow you very closely, so I know you've got the events out there. Do you get good part? Are you happy with the participation?
I am, but I think people who've been with the DIA longer possibly aren't, because in the past they were a lot better attended. I've been with the DIA 9 years, and we haven't had as many in the past 9 years as we have previously, where, you know, apparently you'd get 300 people, no problem. You wouldn't get that these days. But those who do attend, so we had the Brisbane workshop in October. And Perth back in February, and Melbourne. Those who do attend, you can tell straight away there's a great vibe. They
Yeah.
love being there, particularly in Perth, because that is so far away geographically. And the DIA hadn't been there for many years. When we went there in February, it was the most amazing day. Just other dry cleaners who hadn't had a chance to come together and meet each other. And you could
Yeah.
look literally within the first 10 minutes, you could tell that people were like, oh, okay, I'm chatting to someone else who's been through what I've been through. This is fantastic. And it was a really good day. So those who do go, I feel, do get a lot out of it. And we have people traveling to state, which shows their.
I feel it's worth mentioning to you that we experienced we for our membership and our clients with the Rao Pros prior to COVID in March of 2020, we would just simply have one monthly conference call where our members could call into the conference call, and it was James or myself leading a conversation. I don't know if the DIA has considered this, doing it for yourself, but we have reinvented ourselves, and I think we're attractive. This format that we do now is more attractive for ongoing community feeling amongst our clients and our members. We do three workshops every month on Zoom, and so we get everybody together. So there's a familiarity. And we were a little fearful that if we started doing that, the events that were in person, the attendance would go down. We were wrong. They've gone up. There's more of a connection there. So, and I don't know if you know this, I also serve on the DLI Board of Directors. I'm
Oh,
in
no, I
my
didn't know
fourth
that.
year. Yeah, I'm on my fourth year with them. And DLI, we've done something similar to that where we have what we call a peer-to-peer regularly scheduled Zoom, where there's not necessarily a topic, where it's just an open forum and you can
Yes.
talk about anything. So, might be, if you're not doing those already, might be something worth considering.
Thank you very much to Mark, Jennifer, and James from the Route Pro for a great conversation. If you would like to find out more about them and what they do, then go to www.theroutepro.com.